Welcome to part four in this four-part series. In this final section of the four-part series, I want to explore how intention, intuition, inspiration, how they can work together to improve our lives. In part two, I talked about intuition and how we can tap into our intuition. I gave you some ways that you can tap into your own intuition. In part three, I talked about intention and gave some examples, and then I talked about inspiration, where we get inspiration, and how to take inspired action. Now, in this final part, let's explore. What if we could combine intention and intuition and inspiration? What if we set an intention to every day, even throughout the day, listen to the intuition, wherever it comes to you. Listen to intuition, take action, and then could we be inspired? Could we then use the intuition and take action and follow our intuition and get the inspiration to take the action that's going to get us the most satisfying and joyful life that we could live? So what happens is we have habits. We are all creatures of habit, and in the last few months, we probably have changed some of our habits. Our routine has been disrupted, and habits that worked in the past probably don't work anymore as well. And we may have developed new routines, new habits like washing our hands frequently and wearing a mask when we're out shopping or around people, social distancing, staying at home. There are many people who are advising different ways that we can prevent what's going on since March 2020. So there's a book that I found called The Power of Habit. And in that book, I learned one of the most powerful things I learned is that when you want to set an intention, a new habit, then one of the best ways to do it is to attach the new habit to something you've already developed. For example, maybe every morning when you get up, you go to the bathroom, or you brush your teeth. At night, you may have a ritual. You may make coffee or tea in the morning, or have your breakfast, have a smoothie or your breakfast. So what if you were to develop a habit and then attach it to one that's already created? For example, one of my favorite meditation teachers recommends that I meditate every morning right after waking up. I put post-it notes on or near my mirror in the bathroom because I look at that every morning and during the day sometimes. And then I have some affirmations that I say every day. I printed them out and I put a piece of paper, and at night I put it on my toilet seat. And then in the morning, it reminds me, oh yes, it's morning, time to say my affirmations. That has improved my life. I found it very, very helpful as a way of developing new habits. So what kind of new habits? Most of us realize that we need to make some changes. We need a new normal. We already have found that we've got a new normal since March 2020. So how do we develop this new normal, these new routines? And one of the things you want to pay attention to is, do you have stress in your life? So what you want to do is develop a new normal that actually brings satisfaction and joy. Can you imagine a new normal that would bring satisfaction and joy every day? Now, some of the habits we have that could cause stress might be thinking things like, I can't do this, or I'm frustrated, or I'm really upset about all the rules and guidelines and restrictions, whether I have a boss or a job, or whether I'm at home and my family, or whether the government is telling me I have to do things in a certain way, or shutting us all down. So we've got these thoughts, maybe a thought like, I'm tired of struggling, or I've always struggled to make money or have abundance. I've always struggled with communication with certain people in my life. They upset me. Or maybe I've got this thought that I'm tired of being in pain. I'm tired all the time. So whatever these thoughts are, they can cause stress. Now, what if we could have less stress? if we change our thoughts and change our habits and change our routine, what if we could reduce the stress in our life? How would that affect you and your life if you had less stress? So think about that new normal. Think about what it might look like for you, how it might feel, and imagine. Now, some people have trouble with visualization. They say they can't picture. Well, that's fine. Think about, imagine, just get a sense of how you feel. Some people feel, some people hear, some people see. We're all different. Everybody's unique. Again, remember, I've encouraged you, play with this. Have fun with this. Enjoy this. And then if you can, journal or make notes or discover what works best for you. We're always choosing, and each of us is unique. So whatever works for you, what works best for you, is what I encourage you to develop that habit. Do it regularly. I just listened to an interview yesterday about doing a power pose. And a power pose, and feel and say, oh, wow, it feels so good to have this life of joy and satisfaction and be happy. Life is about being happy. So we're always choosing. Think about, what are you going to choose? How will you choose to set your habits, set your intention, use your intuition, pay attention, follow? Remember that phrase I gave you in part 3, intention, attention, no tension, relax, enjoy. Now, some people like having a coach. If you're interested, you can contact me and find out how I coach my clients. Whatever you do, enjoy your life, be happy, have fun, and send love to yourself and to the world. Enjoy.